For our third segment of the briefing, we are diving deep into agent automation and open source architecture. The r/HermesAgent community is buzzing with discussions about self-hosting and advanced limitations. One major highlight is a detailed post showing how to build fully self-hosted WhatsApp AI agents using services like Hermes Agent on Oracle Cloud's free tier. This whole setup runs 24/7, allowing users direct chat functionality without needing local hardware. The conversation quickly moved into technical deep dives regarding model choice and complexity. Users are cautioning that while advanced agents like Hermes can handle minor tasks well, attempting massive background coding projects or extremely long sessions requires immense care and configuration, sometimes needing to manually teach the agent specific rules for its internal memory systems. There was also significant discussion around improving robustness, specifically fixing potential bugs where sub-agents fail if their main delegation provider goes down. Another key thread addressed cybersecurity, with users preferring robust self-hosted solutions like Matrix over potentially less secure relay services mentioned in some vendor integrations. The sentiment here is clear. Ownership of your data and memory remains the ultimate goal for experienced developers who see these systems as large, evolving experiments rather than out-of-the-box tools. Moving over to r/AI builders, the focus here is on structured development. How do you build reliable agent workflows? A standout post introduced Resume Buddy, a multi-agent system built using LangGraph that helps users parse resumes and job descriptions, scoring fits and rewriting content in an ATS-friendly manner. The educational takeaway from this subreddit was realizing that technical bugs often aren't in the prompt itself, but rather in what data you are actually feeding into the model. A subtle lesson about input capping versus full document context. Finally, for r/local LLM, we saw a strong reminder of the power and permanence of local AI. Several users discussed the economics of LLM usage, questioning what happens when major cloud providers start subsidizing API calls, reinforcing the trend toward on-premises hardware investment. On the technical side, there was excitement around achieving incredible feats locally, including creating deep neural networks from scratch designed to turn images into playable game simulations without relying on massive data center models. The prevailing mood is that while large company announcements are exciting, the ability for individuals to run sophisticated AI systems locally remains a foundational trend in the industry.